Good morning and welcome to another edition of the False Cast. It's not morning, it's probably afternoon.
No, it's still morning. It's 11 a.m.
McDonald's stopped serving breakfast. It's not morning.
Welcome to another edition of the False Cast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. We've returned to 2026, or rather, we've returned in 2026.
Yeah, okay.
We're journalists. English is not our second language. It's probably not our first either.
No.
English is hard. We'll talk about dog talk. We'll do dog talk.
Molly's angry. Angry.
Sorry about that.
Her space being invaded by her little brother.
I feel that.
Sorry. Give her a talking to.
We're recording Sunday, January 18th. The whole gang's here today.
Yeah.
Are they?
We're here, if not in spirit, in body.
Ooh.
Something like that.
We're getting by, dealing with the world, dealing with life.
And bipolar weather. Bipolar.
Oh.
We're at 6 feet and then 10.
That's Ohio.
Yay, Ohio.
Pothole took out my kid's sidewall.
Anyways, so if you guys missed us, we're back.
Hello! Yay, we're back. How long's it been? I don't even know.
A month.
Wow. Okay. We had a holiday hiatus.
We sure did.
Be sure to check out our website. We've got city council, police blotter. I'm going to be working on February calendar of events soon. And you know what? If you think our website needs more content and you want to write for us, you can email us.
Where?
Oh, where at?
Oh, that's right. That's me. FallsFreePress.com.
You can also get a hold of us on Facebook. You can review us on your podcatcher, even if it's Spotify, because thankfully Spotify has gotten rid of the iPhone.
Oh, okay, good. But still.
I haven't used Spotify in years now, so yeah. I don't know what it's like. I don't even know if our show is actually showing up on Spotify.
Is our show on Amazon Prime?
It should be. I can't even get Apple correctly, so I don't know.
Okay. Let us know how you're listening to us. We know.
Maybe you aren't listening to us, and it's just coming to you.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe you hear us in your head.
Oh, that, lucky them.
And so, how is everybody?
Great. We're having such great times over here.
I had a nice time off. I had 10 days off.
You had 10 days off?
Yeah. Yeah, I did the 23rd, 24th, 25th, and then that whole next week.
Oh, nice.
You didn't get that? No. Yeah, you burned all your vacation probably going traveling to see your kiddos.
No, I actually had to sell my vacation because I was not accruing anymore because I can't take any vacation because of how bad it is.
Oh, Suzanne.
That's okay. We're taking a vacation in March, and we are going back to Japan. So
okay, good.
I won't say when on the podcast because that's probably March, April, May. We're going to go sometime.
Soon. That's awesome.
Yeah. Good to see my daughter. Actually, she's already married, but they're going to have a ceremony at a shrine and do the whole thing. Good to see them.
Fun.
Nice.
Did you get some time off, Bart?
Yeah, I got a week off before Christmas.
Okay.
And then,
Did your packages come? Remember the ones that you were waiting to come to the library?
It came the weekend before. It came the Monday before Christmas.
So you cut it pretty close, but you got them.
Yeah, they both showed up, thankfully.
Awesome.
The shipping was crazy this year. Like, you know, even with like Amazon, you were holding your breath getting anything here on time.
Well, and it's weird because like I ordered calendars after Christmas and they were saying like, oh, you'll get this here in 2 weeks. And I'm like, what? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And then it showed up like 3 days later.
That was a quick 2 weeks. That's pretty much how our life is going right now.
But nothing exciting around here. I started playing a lot of retro games.
Ooh, like what?
Well, my sister gave me cartridge of Maniac Mansion for the original Nintendo, in which case I had to purchase a console to play it on because I don't have one.
Nintendo 64?
No, Nintendo.
Nintendo, like 1.0?
Yeah.
Oh. The 8-bit.
She gave you a gift. You had to buy something to use your gift.
Yeah.
Where'd you find one?
I found this, I think it's called like RetroCon or something like that. I found a console that plays NES, Super Nintendo, and Genesis.
Oh, fun.
Oh, that's so cool. And it hooks up to your TV? Okay.
I found the Super Game Boy, which was the like a cartridge to put in your Super Nintendo that you could put your Game Boy games in, which turns out to be only semi-helpful to me because apparently all the Game Boy games I have came out after the fact and don't work on it.
You guys remember Pong?
Oh, oh God, Pong. Yes.
Combat. Yeah.
First I was always with Combat.
Yeah.
The first game I ever played and ever had because my parents wouldn't buy any video games.
My dad was he was a big nerd on that kind of stuff. He would get all the new games at the time. I'm sure my dad still has it. That's why I asked for it. Like, maybe we probably have it in my basement somewhere.
I still have an Atari 2600 with Pong.
Yeah.
Pong was on Atari?
Yes.
I had Pong in the old, like the first ever built computer is where I had Pong.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah.
Not even on Atari.
Yep.
TRS-80.
I don't know. It was like cream colored.
That's what she said.
Muting.
Kathy, what'd you do on your break from podcasting?
Elaborate, just, you know, holidays. Christmas Eve dinner with, I'm sorry, New Year's Eve dinner with Patrick. Take dinner and then in bed early and didn't really take a lot off work. Just taking it easy, basically.
Hey, you know what? That's a nice thing. The one nice thing I do like to have about seasons that we have in Ohio is it kind of forces us to slow down.
Well, I fucked my knee up. I did that. Tore the with the meniscus root. Meniscus root tear, which requires surgery. Otherwise, you destroy your cartilage within months.
Yes.
So I
need surgery.
He's getting surgery in February.
And I guess that my arthritis is bad enough with actually they were on the fence. Well, you know, you could use a knee replacement perhaps, or maybe we can do the surgery and then we can make your knee last 4 or 5 more years. And I was like, so I don't know, fuck.
Yeah. No weight bearing and no driving for like 6 weeks.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's going to be a little wild.
And our bathroom's upstairs.
Yeah.
Climb the stairs if I go downstairs.
Well, we have Pop-Pop's porto potty that he could.
There you go.
He can poop right on the potty while he's watching TV.
That'd be great. That's a dream.
My left leg will just get really strong. Is what I'll do. I'll
play his game.
You'll be hopping. You will see these muscle leg. Which leg is it? That is really your bad leg.
Real skin is a ski.
Oh,
leg.
Poor
thing.
Oh man, that's sucks.
I also got my armpits from the crutches.
Oh no.
Oh gosh,
he'll be fine.
I'm more worried about taking care of my dad because I can't even bend my leg enough in the car. I cannot bend my leg to a 90-degree angle for weeks. So you can't even get in a car without having your leg at a 90 angle. So guess what? The only way I can get in a car is if I lay in the car and people drive me down there. So I don't even know how. So I'm going to have to walk with crutches down my dad's sidewalk to go see him. You can take care of him. I don't know how I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah, we're going to talk to our helper ladies and try and line up some more care.
Buy me a little scooter. I'll drive that down.
You should. Yeah, Mike had his ACL surgery. He kind of had to go through that a long time ago. But it was not fun, but good luck. Yikes.
Joys of aging.
Yep.
Maybe you need to stay at your dad's and have them come visit.
That's what I told him.
I would rather commit suicide.
Oh my God.
I'm actually only exaggerating a little bit.
Oh no, poor Papa.
No, fucking way. I'd rather crawl on my hands and knees.
Oh, God. Oh, there you go.
Nope.
Everyone will always know where Steve stands.
That's right. Here comes
apparently nowhere.
If he needs that level of care, we're hiring somebody to exhaust all. That's my hard limit.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
So into the round table, something that I missed yesterday, but I'm so glad that Mike was able.
Yeah.
Long live the former high school.
Yes. Grabbed a couple quick little snapshots just to see how dingy and dreary it is, because I forgot how dark and dystopian the hallways were. But
did it give you PTSD?
Yes and no. I mean, it was good being back in the band room, but then realizing how small the band room was.
Oh yeah,
remember it? Small. It seemed huge back in the day, but
No.
Got back in there. I was like, God damn, this is tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't even fit all the band members, and they couldn't even fit in all seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always be in the hallway.
What was there? Like going on the auditorium, you know, on the stage and whatnot, and remembering some of the stuff there. And it was funny because I remember back when, you know, way back when, they used to have a organ in the auditorium, and I used to play it and stuff. And I remember there were speakers up in the like storage closets, basically. And I finally was always curious where they were. I was up in the 500s and stuff. And I finally found the storage closet and found the amplifiers, but the speakers were long gone. The organ was long gone, but big old tube amplifiers are only like 30 watts though. But
oh man,
those are worth a lot of money.
Yeah. It was Baldwin tube amps.
They would probably be worth about $1,000 a piece.
Yeah. I was like, they had two of them there.
Tube amps are a thing right
now.
Yeah.
It was little 20 watt and a little 30 watt. And I was like, you know, they were doing auctions for stuff. And I'm like, I wonder if they even know what they have here, you know, with respect to that.
Did they auction that stuff off already?
No, I forget. They kept having the announcements come over, and I don't know if it was the PTA that's doing it or who's doing the auction, but like you can go and I don't know how it works.
Some of their old woodworking, some of their high end woodworking stuff would be neat, like lathes and bandsaws. That stuff's like nice.
But I wonder if they're taking that because they have a wood shop at the new school.
Yeah. I know they did have a dark room in the art room. They hadn't been used in years, but I know it was still there. I wonder if that'd take that equipment.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why, like, some of that stuff, like the dark room equipment, I don't know if they're going to take that.
I would imagine they won't.
Yeah, because most of it's digital now.
Well, I mean, even back when my kids were still going there, I went to their art teach a couple times, and I had talked about photography and showed some of my work. And then she would told me then that they did still have the darkroom and the darkroom equipment, but she didn't know how to do it. And she wasn't teaching anyone. They weren't using it.
And it's, I remember Kendall did that at Stowe. She took photography and they had a darkroom.
Fall stopped doing that a while ago. Like,
I think she got to develop her. But I don't know if they had like a major setup. Right?
I think they just had like one or two in larger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she did any of that. I think she just developed just basic. You know? I don't remember.
She didn't print it?
I think may have.
I don't remember all that she did. I thought she did the liquid and dip it and all that. I thought she did all of it, but I can't remember. I know my dad had one growing up in the basement, a dark room, and at an old house.
I still have one. Hasn't been used in a while, but I still have all the equipment. My stuff is actually commercial level, higher end.
Mm-hmm.
I could, you know, and I used to make good money developing prints back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually thinking about getting back into some film and shooting.
There's something about an actual film that, you know, digital can't capture. I don't know. There's just something about it.
It has a specific look to it. It's hard to replicate, but you know, films, digital's better. It 100% is. It's more accurate. The color. Oh, it is.
Yeah, it is, but it depends on what you want to see too. Sometimes you like that kind of that feel of,
well, you're doing it for artistic reasons, not for technical reasons. From a technical standpoint, digital is way, way, way better. Particularly in low light. Film can't do high ISO.
Oh gosh.
And also 35 millimeter. I think I've never liked 35 millimeter too, but that's just here nor there. I used to make a living as a film photographer. I know I've forgotten more than most people know.
It's kind of sad that, you know,
they're not still teaching that technical practice in new school.
Well, it's delegated to art now. It's not, people don't really do that for a living much anymore.
Right. Yeah. Kendall was more the art as her way of expressing. Well, art.
I mean, collodion wet plate is coming back. You know what collodion wet plate is?
Yeah. No. Those are cool. I showed you that video, that guy that does that.
Yeah. There's, it's like a new,
that's the video.
A lot of people are doing it. There was a guy doing it at a craft fair over back when O'Shea was business over in the place. There was a guy doing that. As you walk up, you pay him whatever money. He has a little setup right there. He'd make the plates, shoot it, and he'd develop the plates while you're waiting. And it would be a direct positive plate. And then he would put it on a black background, and he would actually give you the glass plate, and that would be your art.
Okay.
He would did it as you watch, but 8x10 camera, giant flashes, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm. It's a dying art.
No, but like, going back to that, it's like, you know, looking at the library, I walked in there, I'm like, it still smelled like the library, you know, the cafeteria or senior commons, you know, just everything seemed just way different, you know, and I forgot how dingy the hallways were, you know, the lack of light and just the old tile and the concrete.
Pictures you showed, they were so small and dingy, and it's like a prison.
You know, and then I didn't see the bomb shelter. Everyone was talking about the bomb shelter. I did not see it.
You had some pictures somebody posted.
Yeah, I had people that, you know, had gone through. And
I've never actually been inside the bomb shelter. I remember the first year
they had a bomb
found
shelter.
It because I was in the journalism class with the two who decided, you know what, we're going to – I believe we had an interim teacher at that point who didn't really teach, which is the reason the two students found their way into the bomb shelter without getting in trouble.
Yeah. I'm just curious where it was, if it was like under the old building. Cause I remember seeing the signs on like going to the gym. It says bomb shelter or fallout shelter or whatever.
It's, I believe it's in the 500s. Next to the, it's inside the old gym.
Okay.
The small gym, there's a door. Like when you right come in, there's like a door on the left that would go down into the bomb shelter.
Okay. Gotcha. I was always curious where that was.
Maybe we need to start making them again. Just saying.
I mean, what was it in, there was a company, the company in Columbus that made all those, you know, prefab houses that came with bomb shelters.
Mm. Other thing about bomb shelters, I watched the movie Blast from the Past. That was such a good movie.
I mean, Amazon just has the Fallout series. It's doing really good. I mean, they have their blueprint right there.
We went to Half Price Books yesterday because I'm looking for some children's books for Kendall to bring with to her for her school, and there was a Fallout tarot card. I almost got it because I'm like, that is like the funniest thing to get, like the Fallout tarot cards.
What's gonna happen to me? Well, I could say it's not good or it's not good, but yeah, it's exactly not good.
Like, that is hilarious.
I drew the ghoul card. What does that mean?
Oh boy.
Like they fall out as a Fallout shelter or fall out the video game and the
video game.
TV show. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Yep. I love the show. I used to play the game years ago.
Did you? Yeah.
No, but you know, ran into some people, you know, that I went to school with and stuff, and it was pretty crowded even, because I know they did it last Tuesday also. And I know a bunch of people had some pictures from Tuesday night, but yeah, there was a parking lot was packed. There were people walking in, you know, it was, quick little half hour walk around, 45 minute walk around. Like I said, took some pictures just for shits and giggles, and you know, overall it was kind of cool.
Yeah, kind of sad I missed it, but also I've been in the high school times, you know, I left, like, I think most recently as in like last year to a craft show there, so it's like I've been in there, I've seen it, it still is dull and dreary and depressing as it was before.
Yeah,
it's where I got my first COVID shot. He was showing me like the pictures of the cafeteria, and I said, that's where I got my COVID shot. I remember. That's about all I know about high school.
The stories, all I remember, like the big story I remember, a friend of mine told me when we were in high school, he's like, look, see that balcony up there? Yeah, that's where my dad proposed to my mom. Oh. It collapsed after he did that.
Oh,
man. While they were on it? Or yeah.
Well, they were on it.
Oh my God!
No, I need this. I need to hear more of the story. Okay, story let's time. Hear this story.
Up and down, going woohoo! And
but I believe it collapsed while he was on it. But the irony of the whole situation is they're divorced.
It was,
oh dear.
Fate was trying to tell them something. They weren't listening.
It was foreshadowing.
Yes. Oh boy.
Yeah, our experience with the high school were our kids. Were there, we had 6 years of our kids being in school. We never went to that. The old Hudson building.
Which is gone.
It's dozed. And yeah, so we never went to this. I mean, our connection was from all the band stuff we used to go with our kids and choir and everything else. So, I mean, otherwise, you know, we don't have a lot of emotional attachment. Yeah, so other than we always thought it was kind of shitty. It was shitty.
Yeah. High
school. Took some pictures of the, practice rooms, or the torture rooms, as we call them.
Yeah, I mean, I took lots of pictures of that fucking auditorium. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Going from a high school to someone who you go to the high school. I mean, I have no segue.
Yeah, that's good. That was good. That's right. Yeah.
Last week's city council meeting led with new appointments and reappointments on the board, including former council... ran for council Noah Spinner has been elected to the library board of trustees.
Good job.
And he is filling the spot left by Nikki Zabula upon becoming city council person.
Oh, great. Okay. Some familiar names there.
Noah's a quality human being. We just signed a petition to for him to get on the ballot for
state rep. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, Noah. Good luck, Noah Spinner.
Well, I mean, we interviewed him way back in the time and when we were first podcast when he was running for state Congress.
I didn't know he ran for council, Bart. Did you?
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
I was going to say, misspeak? Because, he was running for state Congress while still in high school.
Yes. And that's, I think, when we. And he did well. Was he still in high school? Or was he right out of high school when we first met him?
No, he was a senior at high school, almost ready to turn 18. Or he was like within a month or he had just turned 18. But yeah, he was running in the spring and whatnot. And I think he got like 47% or something like that of the vote.
He did very well. Yeah.
Fucking amazing for, against an established opponent too.
A law degree and, all grown up. That's great. I'm glad to see that he came back to Cuyahoga Falls getting involved.
Here's one that Suzanne just sent me this morning.
Yeah.
Cuyahoga Falls woman who had her Facebook and Instagram accounts hacked found the hacker's information upon getting her accounts back.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some. I think it was six of her personal Facebook and Instagram accounts that were hacked, and they were locked out for weeks. And after struggling to get help from Meta support system, you know how that is, she reached out to local media. And with that attention, she was eventually able to recover access to all of her accounts. And she uncovered the information that may help authorities and shared it with the Ohio Attorney General's office to aid in help tracking the hacker. It was a story I think News 5 Cleveland ran. So I think that's great. Has anybody had any experience of social media getting their social medias getting hacked?
Somebody has tried to hack my Facebook and my Instagram multiple times over the last several weeks. And I keep getting, because I have two-step or three-step notification on all my stuff.
Yeah.
And I have a really strong password on a lot of it too. That's just insane. And like, it's like this law.
Yeah,
and
I know.
With characters and the whole nine yards. So I get the notifications on my text. It's like, oh, nope, that's not me, right?
Yeah, somebody from a completely different country. Yeah,
Instagram and Facebook multiple times recently.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe people are going through trying to hack all the lefties.
Maybe. So congratulations. I think I like it when I hear that, regular people can take up these big old hackers, and Meta wasn't being very helpful to her. So
shocker.
Be careful on the internet, and also just be careful in the real world, because apparently measles there's already cases of measles in Cuyahoga County.
Oh, it's in Cuyahoga County now. I saw it was in Cincinnati.
Yep.
Yeah, it's...
Thanks, RFK Jr., anti-vaxxers, you fucking morons.
Measles are back.
So if you've been, if you've been vaccinated, you're doing a good job so far.
I would also talk to your doctor to make sure that you are fully vaccinated. I know that you may actually have to get a booster for that. When I was in school, it was either 7th or 8th grade, I cannot remember, I was actually the only documented case in our city to have measles, and I was vaccinated. And there was the city that was next to us had an outbreak of measles, and then I got it and found that we were getting our shots. Like, I think we only had one shot and we needed to get a booster, and at that time we did not get a booster. So verify with your doctor that you're completely... I'm vaccinated for it. So I luckily, because I had at least one vaccine, it wasn't deadly or dangerous, but it was very uncomfortable. And I was in the hospital for like a couple of days. So be careful. Get vaccinated. I mean, come on.
So what you're saying is it's your fault.
Sorry. Yeah. Back in the 80s, I had it. So 1980s, I brought it back. Sorry.
If you're looking to quack up with everything that's going on, and I'm not gonna make her sorry. Come to the world's largest rubber duck at the Ohio Rubber Duck Festival happening in the falls this spring.
Oh boy.
We're famous.
This is gonna be a 3-day festival.
3 days.
From April 24th to 26th.
Duck you!
There will be a variety of activities, including rubber duck races, obviously.
Sure. Yeah.
I guess this is being organized by students at the sixth grader Akron school districts who are part of the entrepreneur business program at Woodridge.
Say that three times fast.
Yeah. Entrepreneur. So it looks like City Cocoa Falls, DTCF, the city schools, Akron Rubber Ducks, Digital Sandwich Agents, and the Sheraton are all sponsoring the event.
Oh, nice.
So this will be downtown.
Okay.
I'm curious how big the world's largest rubber duck. We are going to find out how big the rubber duck is.
Oh, this is like real-time investigation, investigator old journalism. Yeah, there you go. That's what I say.
Okay. It is 61 feet tall.
Jesus.
What?
Known as Mama Duck.
Mama Duck,
yeah.
It was created by Craig Samborski. And it is it's inflatable.
Okay.
Width 64 feet, length 74 feet. Its mission to bring joy and a reminder to enjoy a big outdoor.
That's one big duck.
That is one big duck.
It's 15 and a half tons. It weighs 15 and a half tons, 30,000 pounds, which is 30,000, 64 to 74 feet long.
Bart already read all that part.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, where are they put it?
Yes,
that's in the hotel.
Yeah,
especially because it is always accompanied by her baby, Timmy. A 10-foot baby, Timmy.
Timmy.
Timmy. Oh, I never like that. Okay. All right. This is actually sounding fun to go to.
Somebody was complaining about like pollution, like the rubber ducks in the river. Anything about that? They can't do races in the river. Right?
If they're biodegradable, they could.
Yeah, would have to do it in a small area of the because they do this down. Yeah, they do this in Akron at the Muscle Store and they in that area of the river down there they have a little lock right in front of it and they basically they have someone at the end just before a waterfall and collecting them at that area.
Okay, very cool.
So
yeah, where are they going to put it? Because the ice skating rink's sitting there, right? So,
but April, Steve.
Oh, April. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. April.
This will be April. So Thursday, April 24th, Big Mama will be inflated downtown, followed by the All City Art Walk. On Friday will be Community Day with vendors, food trucks, sponsor activity, and photo ops with a giant duck. And Saturday will be the Ohio Rubber Duck Dash, a student-run fundraising activity where, according to this, thousands of rubber ducks will race for prizes accompanied by music activities and other.
Are there any other details on the duck race and when how they're holding it, where they're holding it, details?
You know what? According to the Beacon Journal, and this was actually a little while ago. Oh, okay, sorry. This was last. Apparently that was a little. That's all we have the information on far.
Okay.
Though, let me click on this link and see if it takes me. Oh, it took me to the Ohio Rubber Duck Dash.
There you go.
Is happening apparently in 95 days, 10 hours, 16 minutes, and 42 seconds.
Countdown.
To be exact.
I see no more information aside from that.
So it wasn't a very filling digital sandwich that they're reading. Secret. It's secret. Secret duck. In an undisclosed location.
You have to get invited.
Yes.
It'll be secret invites.
You have to look like a duck.
And sound like a duck.
And walk like a duck.
Yes.
Or float like a duck.
Quack like a duck. And walk around saying, duck you!
Is it Darkwing Duck?
Sure. Oh. Yeah. Cool.
So somewhere there might be ducks, but probably not. The Cauga Valley National Park is looking for input on their new wayside exhibit plan for Brandywine Falls, Ledges, Octagon, Kendall Lake, and Happy Days Lodge. They will be taking questions and public comment at the Hines Hill Conference Center January 28th and 29th between 1:30 and 6:30 each day. So if you're interested in providing feedback on the plans that they'll have laid out there, that would be a good time.
Are they redoing those areas?
Yes.
Okay, well, like the visitors, they're putting visitor centers at them?
Or it looks like they didn't give, again, that's something else, they didn't give much information on.
I mean,
How are you supposed to get input if you don't have no details at all? I mean,
well, they do have like they, and it says they will have plans there, you know, showing people what they're planning on doing. And that's why
they have plans.
They have plans.
We have plans. Plans of a plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
We have plans.
And something that isn't a duck.
Uh-huh.
Have you spotted it? Have you spotted any bald eagles in the sky?
No.
I haven't either.
I think the bald eagles are hiding their head in shame.
Oh, geez. Well, maybe. We have a lot of red-tailed hawks in our neighborhood. I know there is. Yeah, there's a lot. I think I've seen an eagle flying around a couple times, but I don't. We're next to the gorge, so we see some of that shit sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently, the Department of Wildlife wants to know if the eagles can go online to their website, which I'll share in the notes, and report your sightings. If you see any before January 21st?
Oh, okay.
Is that when nesting is right around there, or is that?
No, I think that's just when they're cutting it off.
Okay.
I haven't seen one yet. I'm so bummed. And there's some that live right next to us.
Yeah, I saw one. It was like once or twice when I was walking my dogs. I saw it and was like just kind of cruising around. I was like,
We'll jump to some bad news. Apparently, the Funny Stop is closing and is up for sale.
Ooh. Well, hopefully somebody will actually buy it and keep it as a comedy club.
Yeah, you have to be passionate about comedy and have connections to be able to book everybody, right? Yeah. So
I hope somebody does get it.
Because they've been in business for quite some time.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, it's well known.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully somebody will buy it.
So, sadly, in Cuyahoga Falls, the Works has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Oh, Bart is back.
Bart is back. Never mind.
Maybe.
You're here, and it's still recording. We were just going to start talking about the Works.
And we're back after.
Yes, it's Chapter 11, and they do plan to stay open while they're reorganizing and restructuring.
Yay, good. I know that they had quite a tough go on it with COVID costing a lot more money and a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah. So
yeah. And that rehabbing that thing took a lot of money. I don't know. Maybe they could do a GoFundMe fundraiser for,
that's,
you know.
That's a good idea. I see people there all the time, so I think people really enjoy it.
It's a fun little business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Next, on Friday, February 13th, dust off your finest thrifted formal wear for a night of dancing, singing, and wine-fueled nostalgia at Rise and Shine's Box Wine Prom.
Oh, fun.
There will be, as they call it, an unapologetically chaotic sing-along where the dress code is 80s and 90s prom.
Yes! Guys, this is our time.
I know, but
this is our time
wine.
To shrine.
I know, but box wine.
You don't have to drink
fucking
it, buddy.
Gross.
You have to.
Not true. I like Target boxed wine.
You have to box wine.
That's terrible.
Boons is way more terrible.
I said they need some boons.
Boons.
Headache juice.
Mad dog.
Yeah, no, it's true. You can spike the punch. I can't drink wine at all ever now.
I'll just take a bunch of gummies and go.
Hey, the new therapy for migraines is putting a hair clip on your eyebrow.
Okay.
It presses on the nerve. It presses on the main nerve that's involved in migraines.
Kind of makes sense.
So if you see me wearing one walking around, mind your business.
Steve,
mind your business.
But I know Suzanne suffers from migraines too.
If it slips, I'll just take your eye out.
Try the claw. Try the claw.
I will. I have one too. I'll just stick it on there.
You're walking around like this, your eye's going to be like this.
That's right. No, lay down. Lay down and put it on. All right. Sorry, Bart.
No, good. If you're looking for a calmer night, snag a spot at the Winter Goddess Night.
Not a night where you need to put the claw on your eyebrow.
And that was that really goddess, a night?
Or going out to hang out with people who like box wine and who are old.
Okay, carry on. Yes.
Winter Goddess Night. This is my thing. Let's hear it.
At the Artful Cricket, an $80 ticket will get you a calming henna session, a skin-soothing mini facial, and a relaxing chair massage.
I wanted to do this so bad, but we're going to be going down to Columbus for a Roaring Twenties party with friends.
That sounds like
otherwise fun. I would have said all three of us should go, but maybe all of you guys should go. Go and have a mini little spa treatment. Henna is so fun, but mm-hmm. massage and a facial would be great self-care.
Yes, and what's Nikki?
Nikki Cricket.
Nikki Cricket. She's amazing.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. She's a good person and she's fun. And
so support local business.
And as of this morning, there were only 8 slots available left.
Oh wow,
okay. That's
awesome. Good. That is so good to hear. I would highly recommend.
Hey, also, I think she sells like local art in there too. I don't know what she sells, but that's what I know.
So go get your relaxed
Feb 21
and some art, guys. Guess what time it is?
Oh, what time is it?
Farts.
Time for a relaxing facial, perhaps.
Farts. Farts.
That sounded like I was. You
farting.
Take the gummy too quickly. Come on.
Farts. Art.
Sorry, Bart. Wow.
Well,
we got defiled.
I love it.
Best one yet.
I'm glad Steven listens to me. That's what I hear. I think he really, really listens to me.
Oh, he listens.
All right.
So the 2026 student-directed one-act play festival at the new Cauga Falls High School Black Box Theater. Ooh.
Things will awesome be
taking
too.
Place January 29th to the 31st, 7 p.m. This year, it will feature 5 student directors.
Hey.
And then finally, Saturday, January 24th, the Snap Together Lego Art Exhibition and Youth Competition.
I heard about this.
This is happening at the Falls Library, an art show for kids by kids.
Cool.
The competition will be split into ages 3 to 6, 7 to 10, 11 to 13, and 14 to 18. And each of these will be judged. The contestants have to build an under 500 piece build and an over 500. So they have the option of either one. And apparently there's rumors that one of the former Lego, Lego builders show?
Yeah, champions or master builders or something.
Well,
like
I guess one of the former contestants is going to rumored to be judged.
Oh, I hope that works out. That's fun.
So this is happening at the library on January 24th and sponsored by the Cauga Falls Visual Art Booster, Sir Troy's Toy Kingdom, and the library. And speaking of Legos, it's not in the falls, but apparently January 24th is also the day that Bricks and Minifig, a Lego store, is opening up in Montrose. A couple of doors down from Giant Eagle.
Okay.
And I went there a couple weeks ago and traded a bunch of stuff in, and it's looking like, ooh, I have $160 in credit. What am I buying?
So this is a place where you can exchange your...
Yeah.
Old so Lego they, stuff or whatever.
They're not, exactly. They're not open yet, but so they were taking, you know, unbuilt and built projects. And
great
so
idea.
I created.
So they want like directions and they want all the parts and the directions. What if you just have a giant box of Legos from the 70s?
They're taking those as well.
Hmm. What do they pay you by the pound or?
For those, I don't know.
I think that's a great idea. I mean, it's a chance for you to kind of, you know, sell your, you know, kits that you've already done and get new ones. So
someone, just before I walked in the door, I followed somebody in who had this giant, giant Ferris that took up half the table.
It
wasn't even complete.
Wow.
He still had, like, he didn't have the people to go in it.
Wow.
And there were some accessories to go around the top. It's like, if it's that big.
Legos are expensive, man.
Very expensive. Very expensive.
Yeah.
I guess the same guy said he was going to bring the Titanic in. No, don't. This is going to turn into a busy street soon, and it's going to take 4 people to carry that inside.
Holy mackerel.
They would get heavy. Something that big winds up getting heavy because Legos get heavy.
Yeah. So, before
we
end.
We did it, guys.
No, we make it?
Yeah,
we did.
I just made a sound that I don't know what it is, but okay.
Oh, okay. Well, we're not, you know. That's what happens when you get old, Bart. You make sounds that you're not familiar with.
Welcome it. Embrace it.
So thank you, everyone, for listening to us. And this is going to be so fun to edit.
There's a secret surprise for you while you were out.
Oh, I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to charge the computer for half a day before I.
Yeah.
But thank you, everyone, for listening. If you got any ideas for the show, if you got ideas for the paper, if you got ideas for life, you just want to send them. You can get a hold of us on Facebook, or if you don't use Facebook, you can get a hold of us via email.
Falls Free Press at com.
And I checked the email this morning.
Yeah.
And all we had were stuff from City Council. So
come
I
on,
know.
Guys. Come on. Email us. We're lonely over here. We need somebody to talk to us.
Do we?
No.
We need some groupies.
We do need some groupies.
Oh, groupies. They could buy us drinks and shit. More.
Great.
Tattoo our names on their ass.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. They better not spell my name wrong.
Steven can't even pronounce it yet.
Yes, yeah, I know. Fuck yourself. It's all right. It's only been like 5 years.
10.
10 years? Is it 10 years?
Woo, how old are
you? Oh, clap.
Yeah.
Oh. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. About to die, so goodbye, everyone.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye. Have a good one.
FallsCast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Cuyahoga Falls friends and family so they can listen as well. Just making sure everyone's
okay. Manamana.
Do 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 do.
Manamana.
Do 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 do. Manama.
Do 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 do.
Dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bart.
Name that tune.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of the FallsCast.